Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
First and goal to go from the 7 once again. Henderson scored from this spot on New England's last drive. Double tight ends left. West over the fullback. Henry motions right. May hands it to Henderson. Cuts it left. Runs it through the left side. Into the end zone. That's two for Travion Henderson. And the Patriots take the lead.
Thank you, Patriots Radio. It would be a hat trick for Travion Henderson. Two rushing touchdowns, a receiving touchdown as well. And the Patriots get their ninth win of the season, Pearl. Mm-hmm. Pretty impressive stuff. 27-14 against any division rival. I mean, there were opportunities here for the Patriots to really blow the doors off of the Jets. This was actually a one-score game going into the fourth quarter. But nonetheless, they were control of the whole game.
Yep.
And now Drake May is getting all types of MVP buzz. And the Patriots look like they can have home field advantage to the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, this is starting to look like a Mike Vrabel team, too. 27-14 in Mike Vrabel world is kind of a blowout.
Like 42 to nothing.
Yeah, and Travion Henderson did, they said before the game in a very awkwardly worded sentence that Travion Henderson was going to carry a lot of the load for New England. Mm. No jokes here. Manny, stop smiling. So he totally delivered 19 carries for 62 yards. Now, one thing, he had his first touchdown. Do you know what happened on that play? He ran up the middle, and then all his linemen pushed him into the end zone.
Last night?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. I thought you meant his first touchdown of the year. I'm
Travion
sorry.
Henderson's
yes,
first
yes.
touchdown.
First touchdown. Yes, pushed into the end zone. Yes,
do you know
yes,
next year that's not going to be a touchdown?
Fantastic. Great. I don't care about this. You do.
Oh, my God. It was a 9-yard touchdown? You didn't think that was interesting that that's going to go away?
I don't mind that
Hold
you
on.
Are
he
not...
didn't get pushed by his own. The Patriots players were pushing the Jets players out of the way, and Travion just happened to be getting pushed by all those people that were getting pushed as well.
I think that play will go away. I mean, that play, that would be whistle dead.
He was not really purposely aided by his offensive linemen into the end zone. Not the way that the Eagles
are. All right, well, you guys are going to quibble about this. This is awesome. But I have no problem with the tush push going away, with all the other pushes at the goal line going away, because I don't think you should be able to pull a guy into the end zone.
Yeah.
I don't think be able to push him into the end zone. They should be able to get in, like, on their own volition.
But by the way, did also note you, you could also, Travion Henderson is a tough runner, too. That was another revelation last night. I think the rap on him was he's more of like a home run guy. Last night you saw him running between the tackles, which I think is really key. If New England has high aspirations to be a Super Bowl team, they kind of have to be not just Drake May is awesome and that's all we got. I think that Mike Vrabel is probably pretty happy about last night, even though it was a game, because there was some balance. There was a run pass thing. I think they've been a little too heavy on the pass. So that makes them interesting. You got to admit, they're a tough-nosed team. what a coaching hire Mike Vrabel was, as it turns out.
Yeah, of course, you know, and he was a retread. And, you know, we're talking about some of these openings that are going to happen. You already have two, Giants, Titans. I have no problem with retreads, guys who maybe took a year off, maybe burn out a little bit. You get your, I don't know, get your mojo back, whatever, and this is just a perfect fit. My thing is about just how impressive these wins are for the Patriots. Listen, you play who's on your schedule, and they have a last place schedule because they've been a last place team in the AFC East for the last couple of years. So they're winning, and Drake May looks great. But has the test really come yet? You know, like, wow. I'd love to see him against, like, top 10 defense or, you know, a really good team. Like, I think about what would the Patriots look like if they had to play the Detroit Lions.
What about Buffalo?
Well, the Bills have issues right now. And if you know, that's the thing about Buffalo. No, everyone sees Josh Allen and like, well, obviously they're a good team. They have a terrible run defense.
Mm-hmm.
They have no wide receiver weapons right now that are consistent and reliable. So the Bills got issues.
But they won in Buffalo.
By 3 points. I get it. The Bills just went down to Miami, who they never lose to, and got blown out to the point where Mitchell Trubisky finished the game. Like, it's a weird Bills season. I think that says more about the Bills than it did about the Pats. It's definitely their signature win. But again, this Bills team is not what you're used to if you're watching closely, which unfortunately I am.
Yeah, I mean, I think at Tampa Bay and at Buffalo, that's something. That's definitely something.
Tampa was a shell, you know, like that, and that was a game at the end. But Tampa has all types of injuries, including most notably to Baker Mayfield, who's dealing with an oblique over the last couple games. And you can tell all of a sudden his MVP candidacy is completely in the porta potty because he can't run like he was earlier in the year. He's not running at all.
Still, I mean, first of all, Baker was kind of awesome at the end of that game, regardless.
Not with his legs.
And they had Egbuka, too. I don't know. I mean, listen, is it the best schedule? Obviously not. Baker was, oh my God, Baker's numbers, I forgot. He torched them at certain points of that game. That was a great game. New England, you're right, they're only playing their who's on their schedule. I just think they're a much better team now than they were early in the season, in part because Drake May is so confident. He moves around, and when he's moving around, he's clearly one of those quarterbacks who can still look downfield effectively. I think that's why we were talking earlier in the show, guys were open last night because the cornerbacks had to hold for like 8 seconds because Drake May was just traipsing around the pocket with no fear of the pass rush at all.
Listen, the Jets are awful. Worse than awful. Like, these are going to be the highlights for Drake May where he's throwing to Stephon Diggs and there's no one in the shot. I mean, the Jets are dead man walking. I know that they had just won two straight, but look at that, who they beat. And teams that are even worse than they are or right on par as far as bad defenses are concerned. Like,
yeah, but I mean,
congrats.
Drake May did,
like, you played pitch and catch all night.
He did rip the Browns apart, too. I mean, he's definitely had some impressive moments. I mean, you can't argue. These stats are insane.
Was Cardi there last night? I didn't see her.
Not to my knowledge.
Did you guys not follow the Cardi B drama last night?
What happened?
What was
Cardi?
Going on? So Cardi B's dating Stephon Diggs, having a baby together, and she was at the last game. She's super pregnant. She's getting interviewed on the field, and Stephon Diggs was just kind of standing next to her.
I got to find the... So basically, TMZ Sports. Did she announce... When did she announce that she was having a baby with Stephon Diggs?
I don't know. A couple months ago.
Something happened before the game. Anyway, he threw a football to cheerleader, and TMZ Sports made it into a giant scandal. It was hysterical.
Is it maybe the fact that Cardi B gave birth to Stephon Diggs' kid already?
Right. Yesterday, right?
Yeah. That's
right before the game.
Up.
Okay, that's
Cardi
what I thought
B
it was.
Cardi B welcomes baby number four, her first with boyfriend Stephon Diggs.
Yeah, TMZ Sports, at TMZ Sports, which is where you really should be getting your sports information.
Oh, yeah.
Stephon Diggs tosses football to cheerleader minutes after Cardi B announces birth.
I'm not going to lie. I did see that live, and I figured to myself, I don't think Cardi's going to like that, but who knows? Maybe she was heavily sedated after giving birth.
I read the story back and forth like twice trying to find a smoking gun. I think Stephon Diggs is going to be okay on this one, but...
Oh, he's going to be fine.
Well, I mean, this is like the old... I think it was Chris Rock who said it was like, you blame the tiger for going tiger? Like, what do we think's going to happen here? You dating Stephon Diggs, who's like the number one...
Oh.
Go rebound ahead. Guy.
Oh, wow.
He just had a baby. They just announced the baby.
He's got a baby coming with another chick.
Does he?
Yes. Oh. They had to do a whole paternity test.
Oh.
You guys got to find your other news outlets, like Perloff said, TMZ.
I'm sorry for sticking with ESPN.
By the way, good game for Stephon Diggs last night.
Yeah.
Another 100-yard game, 100-yard plus. But again, it's against the Jets, guys. 888-710-4ISN. Let's get to your NFL preview. Every game in 60 seconds. All right, Manny.
All right, guys, for the last time this season, we watch a 9:30 Eastern game. First ever game on Spanish soil, the Commanders and the Dolphins from El Santiago Bernabeu.
Sounds better wrong. When you say it.
You're wrong about that. We don't watch this one, but go ahead.
You know, maybe Miami can show they're functional if they can actually win this game. And they're going to have a shot because the Washington Commanders' injuries, Pearl, just continue to mount. It was really the offense that got hit the worst. Now the defense is also all banged up. If Miami can make it two in a row, maybe they can salvage what has been a very embarrassing season.
Yeah, I mean, they're 3-7. A bunch of those losses have been come down to really like bad mistakes at the very end of the game. You know who I'm most excited about? Devon Achane, man, he is electric. I know you saw that against the Bengals. I would love for him to have a big game here. He's got a little Jahmyr Gibbs in him. I'm into it.
Who's next?
We go down to the ATL as the Falcons will host the Carolina Panthers. We start the 1 o'clock slate.
Yeah, this, once again, unless you have money on this one or you're a massive Panthers fan, the season is alive for the Panthers at 5-5. Right now, I'm very curious about Atlanta, though. I want to see, what's Penix? Like, what is Michael Penix? In this second-year class, is he any good? This is a great opportunity at home against Carolina to have a big game. He's got to start playing better, or already I think Atlanta's going to be like, what do we got here?
Do you hear Michael Penix this week saying that he doesn't really have anyone to lean on during the games when things are going wrong?
No,
that's not good. And if you lose to the Carolina Panthers now, get the seat real warm for Raheem Morris. And listen, this is like pretty easy here, right? Didn't the Bills and other teams show you what the blueprint is? You run the ball on the Carolina Panthers. So Bijan Robinson should have a big day. Who's next? A
pair of 6-3 teams do battle out in Western New York as the Bills will host the Buccaneers.
Okay, so this obviously is going to be a matchup all about the quarterbacks. Josh Allen, Baker Mayfield, 2018 class, the whole deal. But this should be about the run game for both of these teams. And I know that Tampa Bay has some injuries in the backfield, but, you know, maybe Buck Irving, is he going to come back? Maybe. You have to commit to the run if you want to beat the Bills. That's the number one thing that I would say for the Bucs, Pearl. And then the Bills, I'd say same thing. You know, believe it or not, despite the stars on the Tampa defense, the Vita Veas and stuff like that, they actually are allowing a lot of explosive plays on the ground. So if James Cook can be old James Cook, commit to the run, get out of here with a very big W.
How do you feel?
Not great.
Yeah, are you nervous about this game?
Of course.
No, I mean, like, for real, though.
Yes, for real, very nervous.
Yeah. So you think the Bucs have a good shot at an upset here?
I think anyone can beat the Bills right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Jaguars continue to adjust without Travis Hunter. They will host the 7-3 Los Angeles Chargers in Jacksonville.
Man, the Chargers are the mysterious good team, right? Their offensive lineman went down. Justin Herbert has been pretty good. Here's how I'm watching the Chargers from now on.
Okay.
Do they come away with a win? Who gets hurt, Maggie?
Oh, man. Don't say it.
Honestly, like, Justin Herbert, I love Jim Harbaugh. He's got to have less touches on his quarterback. Now, this is going to be, I guarantee this is going to be a close game. I guarantee Justin Herbert's going to have to make a big play. I really feel like Chargers have to be careful and try and hand the ball off. What's our latest on O'Marrion Hampton, by the way?
So this is where I'm looking at Trevor Lawrence, okay, yeah, and Liam Cohen. You just came off what some were calling the worst loss in the history of the entire franchise. Now you have to bounce back where you get a home game against a team that will probably let you hang around. Trevor Lawrence has a under 80 passer rating this season. That's second lowest among quarterbacks with 125 or more pass attempts. They're in the he's in the bottom 10 of completion percentage. I know they have injuries on the wide receiver room, Travis Hunter on IR, Brian Thomas Jr., etc. But Pearl, like, you get a home game now coming off that embarrassing log. This has got to be a Trevor Lawrence game to me. And maybe the Jags front can get to Justin Herbert because all of his offensive line.
How much does Trevor Lawrence need to be leading to win that game?
Oh, my God, by 50.
Yeah, because we saw the ill-timed defensive collapse last week against Davis Mills.
How about an NFC North battle, I should say, as Caleb Williams and the Chicago Bears take a visit to Minnesota, take on the Vikings.
Do you guys know how many starts J.J. McCarthy has made in his NFL career?
Five?
Five. That's it. Five. It feels like he's been in our life for two decades. He's been on the team for a year and a half. So I'm always like a little, you know, is he actually playing poorly or does he just have no reps whatsoever? This one, to me, I'm leaning Bears. You know, they've been able to come pull out some of these wins, Pearl. I don't know how good Caleb Williams is. Some throws are amazing. Some throws are absolute garbage. But I feel like the Bears may have a little something with these last-second comebacks.
Have you guys followed any of the Justin Jefferson stuff this week? So he looks super checked out. He said he has some off-field stuff going on.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So he's averaging about 50 yards per game with J.J. McCarthy and about 95 with Wentz. He clearly would prefer Wentz. I am watching Justin Jefferson's body language. And will it be a squeaky wheel against the grease? Are they going to feed him the ball? Because obviously he's their best player. To not go to him every play is mystifying, but I don't know if McCarthy can get him the ball out there. I'm really watching that relationship closely.
First game for interim head coach Mike Kafka. New era starts for the New York Giants.
Yeah.
Packers at MetLife to take on the Giants.
None of this is fair to Green Bay. None of this. Okay, they're my Super Bowl pick. They're struggling. They need an easy win over the Giants. And what do the Giants do? They get the interim coach bump and the Jameis bump. This has got Giants win all over.
The greatest city in the world.
Yeah. Why, where's Russ?
Jameis Winston singing Hamilton.
And then saying that it's a Hamilton reference as if nobody in the world has seen Hamilton, but whatever. Go ahead, Max.
This is totally, the Giants are going to win this game. I feel so good about Jameis.
Wow. Okay. I would feel a little better about the Giants actually winning this game if the Giants could actually stop the run. What have we talked about this entire week, Pearl, after your Eagles beat the Green Bay Packers and Lambeau? They've lost two in a row at home. It was the run. Like, they have no Tucker Kraft, a lot of injuries. Well, you know what? This is actually a week where Matt LaFleur should stick to the run because somehow sexy Dexter Lawrence has been a shell of himself. You can run on the New York Giants, which is a crazy thing to say considering their best-known talent is actually up front. It's got to drive people like Manny and Nico absolutely insane.
So, counterpoint, Jameis Winston.
Okay, who's he throwing to?
What's the difference?
Lil Jordan Humphrey's not there.
Jordan Humphrey, gosh.
It's Jameis.
Best name ever, Lil Jordan Humphrey.
And he's also like 6 foot 5.
God-given name, Lil Jordan.
Not very Lil.
Wait, is that really his? Is that his driver's license name?
I mean, that's what it was in college. Now the pros, I would imagine.
Lil Jordan Humphrey.
Yeah, we already looked this up.
We did. Okay.
We continue. AFC North: Bengals against the Steelers in Pittsburgh.
Old man quarterbacks again. Remember, we made a big deal about that the first time.
Icy Hopple.
Listen, big spot here for the Steelers. I'm going to put the Bengals to the side for a second. Big spot here for the Steelers. I mean, how bad was it against the Chargers on Sunday night, Pearl? You got Aaron Rodgers looked terrible. Mike Tomlin kind of calling him out or not defending him at the very least. It got weird. And the Steelers' defense has played better, but I'm really watching the Tomlin-Rodgers thing and how can Rodgers, can he bounce back and have a good game? Is he capable of that at this point?
Yeah, I mean, the Steelers are always hard to predict under Tomlin. This is so important on the other side of the ball, too. If the Bengals need to keep winning to keep the hope that Joe Burrow will return with a chance to make the playoffs alive, if they lose this one, does that mean Burrow doesn't try and come back? But Joe Flacco leading the league in passing yards per game. Obviously, Flacco to have 400 yards and Rodgers to have 200 yards, and that not tell us anything about who's going to win the game.
Well, Cincinnati won the last matchup by a slim margin, 2 points, and now the Steelers have lost 3 of their last 4. Can Cincinnati beat them twice? I don't know, but again, how much does Rodgers, like, if we get 2 stinker games in a row?
Rodgers, and even last week's stinker game, he's always about right around 200 yards. They need to also run the ball. Now, honestly, I think their defense is better at this point of the season. I kind of like them because the defense, if you get T.J. Watt going on, Joe Flacco, they can't move, maybe that's where you win the game.
A game I know Perloff is very excited for as Davis Mills and the 4-5 Houston Texans travel to Nashville, Tennessee to take on Cam Ward and the 1-8 Tennessee Titans.
Hey, how many points did the Titans score the first time these two teams played? I think it's a zero. I think it's a zero burger. The Titans are awful. right now, and I'm sorry, they did not get that new coach bump. So it feels like the Texans are making a push here. This should be an easy win. The Titans are trying to develop Cam Ward, but there's nothing going on there. I'm curious, too, because you've been kind of talking up the Texans.
Yep.
This should be an easy win. They just destroyed them last time they played, 26-0. So I think the Texans are going to try and build momentum for a real push here, improve to 5-5.
Yeah, so the Texans have a couple things going for them. Well, not that their quarterback is out with a concussion for the second week. That's not good. But they are 4-5. They're technically in ninth place, like, for playoff standings, Pearl. But they win the tiebreak over Baltimore because of the head-to-head. Now, if you think Baltimore's just going to win the division, that's not going to matter. But if somehow that gets into a wild card situation, could end up being important.
Rock out with your Brock out, guys. Purdy is back as the Niners take on the Cardinals in Arizona.
I feel like there's a lot riding on this personally for the show because Perloff doesn't think there's any difference between Mac Jones and Brock Purdy, and I think there's a reason they're going to Purdy, not just because maybe he is feeling better on the turf toe, but also because I think Kyle Shanahan does believe that there is an appreciable difference between Brock Purdy and Mac Jones. So I don't know if we're going to necessarily know that off of a game against the Arizona Cardinals, who just can't stop losing. But to me, I'm curious if Brock does look a lot better in this offense, and Ricky Pearsall's coming back, which helps.
Yeah, I mean, but Mac Jones has clearly played well enough for them to win these games. The defense fell apart against the Rams last week immediately. Again, sometimes because the Niners are still competitive and winning games, we forget that Warner and Bosa aren't there.
I know.
And this, they should be okay against Arizona, but still, it's the defense that really worries me in SF.
Big game out west as the 7-2 Seahawks travel to L.A. to take on the 7-2 Rams.
The Cooper Kupp revenge game?
Mm-hmm.
Are we talking about that? I'm going to go ahead and say it, Maggie. MVP battle. Whoever wins this game, Sam Darnold or Matthew Stafford, jumps up to number two in the MVP odds behind Drake May. I'm really excited. I think that the Seahawks have probably not run into a defense like L.A. I feel like the Sam Darnold magic might disappear a little bit. I feel like he gets under a lot of pressure, and we know when Sam Darnold's under pressure, he's not quite as effective. So I think the L.A. defense could be the story of the game here, because they're playing well.
Well, what about Seattle's defense? They're also really good. They force turnovers. You know,
I don't know. I don't know that they scare Matthew Stafford the way that the Rams defense scares Darnold.
Okay. I don't know. Seattle feels like a real kind of havoc defense to me. I wouldn't overlook them. I feel like this is the kind of thing where these two teams are going to split, you know, most likely with the home team probably, you know. Wait, did they already play earlier this year overtime? I need the Seahawks schedule really fast. But anyway, Rams are at home.
No, they have two games left.
They have two games left. Yeah. Excuse me. I was thinking about San Francisco. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Two games left. I think they're just going to split home, like the division, because these are the two best teams maybe in the NFL. And if I'm the Philadelphia Eagles, it took a blocked field goal return for a touchdown for your Eagles to beat the Rams earlier in the season at home. Like, whoever wins this could be best team in the NFC.
You know, one thing about this, Seattle hasn't really...
In the league, I mean.
Seattle hasn't really played a lot of good offenses. So there's a lot TBD here.
Tampa when Baker Mayfield was an MVP candidate.
That game, every single drive was a touchdown
and
from both teams.
They didn't do a great job of it. I was about to say that.
Yeah, I think Seattle could be more of a high-octane offense team than a defense team.
Lamar Jackson back to a full participant as he and the Ravens travel to Cleveland to take on Dylan Gabriel and the Browns.
Listen, the Ravens were in that 1-5 hole, and now they're 4-5, bro. But you cannot afford to mess around with games like this if you are really trying to make the full comeback. And I wouldn't even bring that up except for like the games on the road, and they are AFC North people. But I think Dylan Gabriel, I don't know, he's just not been good enough. And I know there's not a lot around him, but I don't see how he's keeping Shador Sanders from the field, because it's not like Gabriel's played so great that it's like, well, we can't afford to bring Shador in right now.
No, I mean, the funny thing is he played pretty good and they lost to the Jets. He makes nice throws. He's fine. He's like a fine third round pick. Yeah, he actually did nothing wrong against the Jets. It's just the team is non-competitive. I think they really are. I think they're more dedicated to tanking than other people. So this should be Baltimore rights to ship. I know what you mean about like Baltimore will blow a game like this once in a while. This I don't see happening.
An enormous game in the AFC West as the Chiefs travel to Denver to take on the Broncos in the Mile High City.
I feel like there's a lot riding on this one for our show, because I keep saying, watch out for the Chiefs. They are the legitimate favorite in the AFC. I think they start to prove it this week. I'm really worried about the dissonance between the Broncos defense and the Broncos offense. Bo Nix is great in the last 33 minutes of a game, but he has regressed. He's quietly regressed, and the Chiefs are so desperate now, Maggie. I feel like Denver's going to get a hungry Chiefs team here, and it's a scary proposition if they can't fix that offense because it's been struggling.
Yeah, a little Andy Reid off the bye magic I thought you would bring up, you know, which is always a really dangerous place. I want to feel better about this for Denver because I think they could put the division away with a win, but Patrick Surtain did not practice yesterday. J.K. Dobbins did not practice yesterday. I was kind of hoping that some of their injury luck would start to change a little. We'll see about the injury report for today.
Well, and we'll also see if A.J. Brown will be continuing his complaints as on Sunday Night Football. We have the Detroit Lions taking on the Philadelphia Eagles in South Philadelphia.
I can't do the A.J. Brown thing anymore.
Oh, yeah. Makes two
too
of us,
bad.
he's
still on your team.
Here's the thing. They're going to need A.J. Brown against the Lions offense. Mm-hmm. They need to actually run an NFL offense, not whatever they did against Green Bay. I still think what's the best way to stop the Lions offense is to play keep away. It might be another conservative game plan. Sirianni, Nick Sirianni, the head coach, feels like he's really intent on playing conservative offensive football.
This could be a things go from bad to worse Philadelphia where the winning's not covering up some of the interpersonal stuff. If the Lions come in and beat you by a touchdown, Pearl, which would be crazy, but their offense is obviously in a much better spot than where your offense is right now. And if it becomes like that, I think you're going to see some panic. Everyone's going to be worried in Philadelphia. Like, I know how this fan base reacts. Yeah. It just gets totally over the top, no matter what the record says.
That's funny. In a close game, I would lean Eagles, by the way. I feel like they might be a better fourth quarter team at home.
Okay.
Colts and Saints are on a bye. That's the NFL, and we've previewed it.
Yeah, and we will get to the Monday night game, and that is the Cowboys and the Raiders. We'll do that on Monday.
Yeah, we will.
All right, let's go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All right, welcome back, Maggie and Perloff Show. You know, this is, it's funny. People say the NFL season starts after Thanksgiving. I feel like this is the week. Like, finally, it's all happening here. I don't even know how I'm going to handle the 4 o'clock window, which has been kind of crappy. But it's funny thinking a lot of people are complaining to be Seattle against LA Rams is 4:05.
Yep.
That means nobody sees it. It's not going to any part of the country. The 4:05 is where you bury games. I don't know how that happened. Obviously, the Chiefs get such massive ratings. The Chiefs Broncos is going to go out to the country. But that's an important game, too. And then the night, the Lions Eagles rating is going to be massive, too. It is going to be a really fun afternoon. And I got to tell you, I feel like your Bills and the Bucks is going to be a must watch at 1 o'clock. I will not be tuning in for the 9:30 a.m. Washington Miami. But generally, this is going to be a particularly stressful Sunday for all of us. Like, this is like we're not getting a break here.
I thought sports was supposed to be fun.
I mean, last week, the 4 o'clock window, remember, we were complaining, was blowout, blowout, blowout. One of the games got kind of close to Rams-Niners. But this is a hard work for America this weekend. Like, guys, like, say goodbye to your families. It's time to get really, really serious.
This is tough. You got to get your six pack. You got to get your chips. You got to order a pizza. You got to sit back, relax, and watch football. This is brutal.
Usually, I get a break between 4:05 and 4:25. I don't know if you guys relate to that.
What do you do during that time? Refresh the popcorn?
Well, it depends. Are the 1 o'clock games still in the witching hour? But the 4:05 game, like, I feel like the NFL, when you put a game at 4:05, you're just saying this is irrelevant. That is a message that they're sending. It's always, almost always, I think Arizona is always in that 4:05 game. But then at 4:25, the big game comes on. Now you have no choice. Like, it is right through. It is.
What do you want, like an IV or something? How are you going to possibly survive? We've been training our whole lives for this, Pearl. We're experts.
Yeah, you guys don't have that little dip after the witching hour when the 1 o'clock games are decided, where the 4 o'clock games start and you're just not really ready to go. I don't know. Maybe I'm out of shape, but this is going to be
out of shape. We're week 11. It's week 11, buddy.
You're nine of this.
I'm telling you, if you go week to week and you look at it, you usually get a break.
You usually go outside and smoke a cigarette? Like, what do you do?
I might walk around the block, yeah.
Okay, we can still do that.
I don't need to see the Raiders get blown out at 4:05. Like, that's fine.
Well, luckily, we all get the Raiders. They're on Monday Night Football this week.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Normally, I get a 4:05 break. This week, for some reason, it's really good. Baltimore, Cleveland, that should be bad. But generally, this is, I'm telling you guys are going to laugh on Sunday. 4:15, you're going to be exhausted. And you're going to be watching your TV and you say, Perloff was right, man. This is a challenge.
I feel like exhaustion is created equal, you know?
Yeah,
like,
we all got to show our stamina.
Being exhausted from watching sports all day, I've been there where my eyes start to hurt because, and you know, when your TV gives you that notification, like, hey, are you still watching?
Yeah, I know. I get that too.
Degenerate. You still watching? I feel like it comes with a judgmental kind of. It's just a pop-up. Does this not happen to you guys?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it happens.
Okay. Yes, of course.
That's why I don't want to use the word lightly, but Warriors? Are we going to be Warriors this weekend? I think so.
A lot of college games, too. It's double duty.
Meh.
Texas, Georgia, and what's it, Alabama. But I don't know. I feel like this is a pro weekend for sure. Because pro's been now, like, we're getting really serious here. Like, this is not joking. Like, Chiefs have to win this game. Like, you can't early season stuff and the Ravens have to win. Otherwise, all our narratives go poof.
Man, Pearl, get the blood pressure medication.
You guys aren't like this about, I don't know. Am I alone?
All right, let's get to Bogus.
Sunday
got the latest
is hard work, man. I'm making a chili in advance on Saturday, putting in the fridge. Like,
oh, yeah?
Oh, everything.
No distractions.
Everything is happening here. It's a very focused household this weekend.
Your headlines are sponsored by Skechers. Watch the Skechers World Champions Cup this December 4th, 5th, and 7th on ESPN and ABC. And maybe by December 4th, 5th, or 7th, the Patriots will have lost again, but not here on November 14th.
Snap to May. Looks to his left. He pumps. He throws. Fulton in the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots. And who caught it? Trevion Henderson. A hat trick for the rookie.
Bob Stosi, Scott Zolak, Pats Radio. The rookie running back ran for his first two scores on Thursday Night Football. New England let the Jets be the Jets and won 27-14, extending their win streak to 8. Not bad, Drake May.
The goal of these Thursday night is to come out with a win, and that's what happened. Things we look back on, you know, could have didn't have much time to prepare for. some things that I could, you know, look back at myself and, you know, wish I had plays back. But, you know, at the end of the day, just proud of these guys for the effort, the win.
It is win number 9 for the Patriots. They could have the best record in the league after this weekend, depending on what Denver and Indy do. It is loss number 9 for the Jets. They only mustered 245 yards of offense and committed the game's lone turnover.
Boy, it's a good thing Aaron Glenn let everybody, not know who the quarterback is for the New York Jets. Right. That really worked
out. Got him.
Really faked him out.
Got him.
Only 245. I was like, man, this is an impressive Jets show. That's so bad for them, is it?
Also, Justin Fields was going to be under 100 until he got some garbage time. But Patriots kind of softening up the defense.
He threw for 116.
Yeah.
Not his fault.
First drive looked great, though.
Yeah.
I was like, this could be a game.
Then there was another 55 minutes that needed to be played.
Did you know that the Patriots actually have someone on their staff who it's their job to create the offensive script that they think the defense is going to see because they've been so bad? The defense has been so bad on these opening drives. Like, the Patriots get scored on every single opening drive, and guess who that person is?
Bill Belichick.
Joe Judge.
It's Ben McAdoo.
Oh, my God.
Meanwhile, 8 out of 11 games, the opposing offense has scored on the Patriots' defense on the opening drive.
Aaron Judge, Shohei Ohtani, repeating as MVPs last night. The Yankee slugger, as we've discussed, thanked his 9-month-old daughter for her unwavering support and launch angle suggestions. And the two-way Dodger thanked his dog for much-needed conversations like this.
You know how to cut to the core of me, Baxter. You're so wise. You're like a miniature Buddha covered in hair. Come again. You know I don't speak Spanish. In English, please. Huh? You pooped in the refrigerator. And you ate a whole wheel of cheese? How'd you do that? It's actually, I'm not even mad. That's amazing.
More amazing than Shohei hitting and pitching. His 4 MVPs are the second most all-time. 3
kind of a big deal.
Less than Barry Bonds.
Such a good movie.
Major MLS news yesterday. Owners approving switching to a summer to spring calendar, matching the way the rest of the world plays. This would start in 2027 with opening day in mid-July and the MLS Cup in May, with a roughly 6-week winter break from mid-December into February. This still needs approval from the Players Association, and apparently that is not a given.
Well, it's the correct steps to, build a respectable league. You play with the rest of the world. Maybe you add some relegation here, and maybe you actually have a soccer league.
No,
maybe.
We don't do relegation here. That's not our thing.
Yeah, that's the problem. That's why MLS will continue to be a joke.
What are you going to relegate them to? There's no other lower
league. To the USL.
League.
Yeah,
get the MLS together with the USL. Make the one giant
What's
American.
The USL?
The United Soccer League, obviously.
I've never heard of them before.
Yeah,
I work in sports.
You need to have a pyramid.
I don't think so.
You need to have pyramid level soccer for you to be respectable in that sport. Simple. Very simple. Also,
I'll defer to you on that. But
also, more big MLS news. You don't need a MLS season pass anymore to watch the games. If you have Apple TV, you get every MLS game now.
Starting
next season. So that's also a positive for the MLS.
Because that was one of the worst business decisions ever.
Stupidity.
Wouldn't this calendar change almost hurt viewership? Because now they're going to be competing with 5 other leagues. Mm. Like, when they play over the summer, it's literally just MLS and baseball.
There are issues. The winter break is designed to get them away from the NFL playoffs and obviously winter. But I think the bigger thing is they hurt themselves so much from the soccer business side by not being along the rest of the world that they have to do this.
You know, I always said if I was going to start a network, Nico would be my guy. He's thinking like,
Nico's like, you got to zag.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know if Sean McDonough is listening. What's the head of TV?
Sean McManus.
Sean McManus.
Yeah.
Sean McDonough. Anybody. He might be listening.
Any Sean Mick is
any powerful Sean.
Sean McDonough's probably calling McNamara, that Oklahoma
McDonald's.
Game today.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, I mean. Yeah. Mm. Wait, I don't think Sean McManus is there anymore either.
I don't even know. Yeah, okay. We're also not CBS anymore, so he doesn't need to be your reference point.
I think Sean McManus is still there, isn't he? No?
No.
Oh, I did not know that. Well, I guess call Sean McDonough. There you go.
It's right to him in the first place.
He and Greg McElroy.
Jalen McBrunston's reportedly dealing with a grade one right ankle sprain. He'll at least miss tonight's NBA Cup showdown with Miami. The Heat remain without Bam Adebayo and Tyler Hero.
Yeah, I lost my will to live.
On the court last night, the Hawks stayed hot, a 132-122 win in Utah. That's four in a row for Atlanta. Jalen Johnson doesn't miss Trae Young. 31 points, 18 rebounds, 14 assists, and 7 steals.
Whoa. Never see Trae Young get those types of stats.
Bogues, thank you so much. Coming up next, we got some news yesterday that we're not sure how to interpret this. We're going to do our best. M&P.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Daily.
Do you believe in that?
Dion.
You believe in that?
Haven't played that in a while. Welcome back, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. We used to report on Deion Sanders literally every day.
Yeah, feels like a long time ago.
Feels like a different life. Meanwhile, we did get some news, though. Colorado's on their bye right now, and thankfully, because they only have 3 wins this season. But, Pearl, the bigger news is kind of about Deion's future. So, obviously, he's had a lot of health issues, very serious things, and we're sorry about that because you never want to see anyone suffer. Now the athletic director who hired Deion Sanders at Colorado announced he's going to be stepping down after this year. So I don't know if Deion Sanders was planning to coach next year or not because of his own personal stuff. But with a new athletic director coming in, I would have to imagine that they want to move heaven and earth to keep Deion. You know, despite all the health issues, and I know that the season has not gone well, but he recruited well this year. He was able to get one of the top quarterbacks in the country. You want to keep that guy on campus, Juju Lewis. Like, you want to keep Deion at all costs. Whoever is the next athletic director, that's got to be number one, two, and three, is figure out a way to keep Deion as your head coach.
You know, I'm not so sure I agree with that, because what's the real future of Deion? How long do you think he's going to be in the job? I mean, wouldn't you rather have a young coach who can be there for the long haul? Because I get the sense, based on the health stuff and the fact that his son is in the NFL, I don't know that you move heaven and earth, because what are you talking about, 1-2 years? Is that really what you're doing as a new AD? Aren't you trying to build a 10-year level of success at Colorado?
Yeah, but they've had trouble with that.
I know. Easier said than done.
These Dan Lannings and stuff are like, or Dabo Swinney when he took the job at Clemson and kind of resurrected them. Like, it's hard to find these guys. And so for Colorado, I think Deion still holds a massive appeal. Clearly he does, with the portal and his name recognition. I think the coach has got to get a little better. You know, I mean, Pat Shurmur got his play calling duties taken away. He's brought in some real high profile guys like Warren Sapp and Marshall Faulk.
Well, but, right. The guys who are not really experienced.
No, I mean, these are guys who are, you know, I don't know how much actual coaching they're doing, maybe a little bit, but more like, you know, for support.
One thing that kind of hurt them this year is that Juju Lewis, their 5-star quarterback recruit, he was 17 for the first 3 weeks of the season. That's too young to really make an impact. And here's the thing, is he going to finish his career at Colorado? The way college football goes, probably not. It's going to be a tough, tough road for Deion. I feel like Deion is only 65% there. I mean, I'm not there, and I don't want to say that. It just feels like a lot going on, especially with the health. If you're really good, you got to build a program. You're not going to win a title in the next 2 years with Deion.
Yeah, to me, college football now is a year-to-year kind of thing. It's a little more like the NFL, because you have free agency. You have to re-recruit your roster, or just bring in a whole new roster. I mean, the college football is even crazier than the NFL. You have some teams that have 50 or 60 new guys on a team. Like, that doesn't even happen in the NFL, that kind of turnover. So you have guys who have longer-term contracts. Like,
yeah,
it's a year-to-year league. You never know when you get the right combination, and all of a sudden you're fighting for a Big 12 title.
But, yeah, I know Texas Tech did. You could do that in the Big 12. Ohio State had all returning veterans to win the title last year.
This isn't the Big 10. And this is Ohio State. This is the Big 12, where there's a lot of churn.
But you said you have to really go out of your way to keep Deion. For what? And at what cost? That's what I asked.
Well, I would say it's relevance. Let's go to Stan. Stan is in Westport, Connecticut. Stan, good morning, sir.
Good morning, everyone. I just wanted to say about the Cal Raleigh-Aaron Judge competition that I think the 30 voters for Cal Raleigh should be, like, defrocked and excommunicated, because how can you put a guy as MVP that hit 247 when the other guy hit 84 points higher? The slugging was like 99 points higher, the OPS, all of it. And it's not like Aaron Judge hit 19 homers. He hit 53 home runs. I mean, it's not even close. If they gave it to Cal Raleigh, it would have been the lowest batting average by any MVP in history by like over 20 points.
I know, but so Stan, batting average, I mean, what are you calling from the Stone Age? No one even cares about that.
How about
that
OPS?
Anymore.
How about slugging? Okay, how about
that's fine,
all of
but,
it?
But how about,
on base percentage,
well, let's
he's
talk,
not even close.
But
the
let's
guy's
talk
like
about
100
what,
points away.
I get it, Stan. The counting stats, they're all there. Well, not the counting stats, obviously, because Cal Raleigh hit more home runs than Judge did. But I ask you, can I put it to you this way? You're a baseball fan, and take your bias out of it as being a Yankee fan, okay?
I'm a Red Sox fan.
Okay, Red Sox fan. Okay, so just as you are, what's actually more impressive? Cal Raleigh, who has a huge workload as a catcher, for goodness sakes, switch hitter, 60 home runs, Mariners never win the division, finally did for the first time, and he's obviously the linchpin, and he literally is their MVP. What is more impressive than Judge, who puts together these really good seasons, so I'm not holding that against him, but guy who does miss some time with injuries, can DH if he wants to, all of that stuff?
True. I understand that point. However, I think what happens here with Aaron Judge, it's like basically LeBron. Like, he's so good all the time that you kind of get ho-hum about how great he is. You know, that's the thing. And so when someone comes up who hasn't been that great in their history, like Cal Raleigh, and has an outstanding year, you automatically think that's so much better. But listen, if Cal Raleigh hit 275, if he was much closer in those other stats that I mentioned, then fine. But
he had to catch every day. He had to catch every day. I think you could make that argument, right? Like that's a legit. But, I know Judge is a plus defender, like very good defender. But even Judge admitted he couldn't even really fire the ball in from right field like he usually does because he is dealing with lingering issues to his elbow.
Yep. No, I understand. His fielding was less than, and obviously, we all remember last year's World Series.
Yep. Well, that was particularly bad.
You know, but listen, Cal Raleigh had an outstanding year. Good for him. Let him get better on those other stats and try to win it next year. That's all.
Stan, I get where you're coming from. Thank you so much for the call. Good to talk with you. I just think about all the things that a catcher goes through. Right. All the tip pitches that you get right in the you know where, all the just how hard it is to play that position and then to turn around and hit 60 home runs. It's a historic season for a catcher. You know, Aaron Judge, great season. One of his great seasons. Maybe he's right. Maybe Stan's right that, you know, it's like Judge versus Judge and how much can he continue to impress us. But we're going to remember the Cal Raleigh season for being historic for the position. This is just another good Judge season.
Yeah, I mean, if you vote for Raleigh, then you don't believe in analytics. That's just the bottom line because the numbers are just so overwhelmingly towards Judge.
Well, that's the hitting numbers. Like, you're taking one set of numbers where it's not a hitter's award, it's an MVP award.
I mean, but look at wins above replacement, though. Is this catching making that much of a difference? I mean, yeah, you're taking the hitting numbers because that's how you win baseball games.
Well, or do you also win baseball games by handling a staff, by playing one of the most demanding physical positions on the baseball diamond?
You do, but you win more games when you are just absolutely cannot be pitched to and get on base half the times you're up.
Well, Cal Raleigh hit 60 home runs, bro. It's not like he was an easy out.
But his analytics are so far below Judge. I mean, it's really drastic.
888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Who do you think deserved to be the AL MVP, Aaron Judge or the big dumper, Cal Raleigh? Coming up next, Nick Costos from You Better You Bet joins us. Don't move.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.